Greetings. On this Tuesday of Holy Week, we read in the Gospel about Peter's denying Jesus three times. This Gospel brings to mind the place where Peter denied his best friend, a place where I visited 3 years ago when 17 of us from Holy Trinity Parish journeyed to the Holy Land on a sacred pilgrimage. Among the memorable sites we visited and prayed at was the Church of St. Peter in Gallicantu, located on the eastern slope of Mount Zion, just outside the old walled city of Jerusalem. This church is believed to be the place where Peter denied Jesus three times. As Jesus had predicted at the Last Supper, Peter would deny him by the time the cock crowed. Hence, the place is given the Latin name Gallicantu, meaning cock or rooster. Tradition places the palace of Caiaphas on this same site, so it is believed that after his arrest, Jesus may well have been imprisoned in one of the site's underground crypts. On the pilgrimage, we pilgrims were invited to visit and pray in the small cave-like cell where Jesus may have spent the night before he died, his very last hours. When I prayed in that sacred space, I wondered what Jesus might have been praying for and thinking about. Certainly, his garden agony would have continued, and he might well have been tempted to anger and despair at the betrayal of two of his disciples, first Judas and then Peter. And knowing Jesus, I imagine he would have prayed for both of them so that they might be free of the guilt he knew that Judas and Peter were then experiencing. As we know, Judas never could get to the place where he might believe that he could be forgiven, as he hung himself. Peter, meanwhile, went away weeping bitterly with anguish. Some years ago, there was a six-hour TV miniseries produced by Franco Zeffirelli and is still shown at this time of year. The series was titled Jesus of Nazareth. Informed by Catholic theologians, it is the best film that I've ever seen on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, that is, the Paschal Mystery. And that is what we celebrate during this holiest of liturgical weeks. One of the most inspiring scenes of the film is how Peter is shown to have experienced the resurrection. Here is the scene. On the Sunday after Jesus died, we see the apostles grouped in the upper room, terrified and distraught. No doubt, they were afraid that as companions of Jesus, they very well might be the next ones crucified. Suddenly, there's a knock at the door, and we see Mary Magdalene enter and inform the apostles with hope and joy that Jesus is risen. But they do not believe Mary and dismissed her words as the fantasies of a woman, that is, except for Peter. And in response to his fellow apostles' bewilderment, Peter announces that he knows Jesus is risen because he has been forgiven. As Peter states, I know in my heart I have been forgiven. And then Peter, looking straight into the camera, states that we all have been forgiven. In so many words, the film leads us to consider that Jesus rose into Peter's faith experience of being forgiven. At least for Peter, one of his essential experiences of Jesus' resurrection is the realization that indeed he has been forgiven. And what about us? My brothers and sisters, how might we, 21st century followers of Jesus, believe that Jesus is risen through his sense of being forgiven? And how might we do so this Easter, when the sacrament of reconciliation is not available due to the virus crisis? While it might not be the same sacrament, may I suggest that sometime this Holy Week, while you're at home, that you take some time and seek God's forgiveness. Here is what I invite you to do so as to enter more deeply into Jesus' passion and to prepare for the day when we celebrate Jesus' resurrection. First, say a prayer to begin and ask God's grace to enlighten your mind. Then, review your sins by considering these questions based on three forms of relationships. First, in my relationship with God. What steps am I taking to help me grow closer to God and to others? Do I turn to God often during the day, especially when I'm tempted? Do I participate at Mass with attention and devotion on Sundays and holidays? Do I pray often and read the Bible? Do I use God's name and in the names of Jesus, Mary, and the saints with love and reverence? 2, my relationships with family, friends, and neighbors. Have I set a bad example through my words or actions? Do I treat others fairly? Do I spread stories that hurt other people? Am I loving of those in my family? Am I respectful of my neighbors, my friends, and those in authority? Do I show respect for my body and for the bodies of others? Do I keep away from forms of entertainment that do not respect God's gift of sexuality? Have I taken or damaged anything that did not belong to me? Have I cheated, copied homework, or lied? Do I quarrel with others just so I can get my own way? Do I insult others to try to make them think they are less than I am? Do I hold grudges and try to hurt people who I think have hurt me? 3 is my relationship with myself. Am I respectful of my body through balanced and healthy eating, proper amount of sleep, regular exercise? Do I overwork? Am I too hard on myself? Do the legitimate concerns of my life become anxious preoccupations whereby I become cynical about life and pessimistic in my relationships? Do I have any addictions, compulsions, or habits of unfreedom? After this prayerful review, I invite you to express your sorrow for those sins that you remember, and your overall sinfulness in general. Please note that you do not need to remember every sin. Then consider making a firm purpose to amend your life and pray in whatever words you find suitable, an act of contrition. And for your penance, I invite you to choose a favorite prayer, a hymn, or a passage from Scripture, and pray it slowly, meditatively, for a few minutes. Now, while there is no priest able to give you absolution, you still may pray that the Holy Spirit will give you the consoling graces of knowing that through the mystery of Christ's powerful love, you are indeed forgiven. And so, my brothers and sisters, like Peter, may you experience Jesus' resurrection through an experience of forgiveness that leads you to greater freedom and heartfelt joy in believing that indeed we are all forgiven because Jesus is indeed risen. Hallelujah.